flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 610 presents Area 45 with Bijani and Creighton.
7 o'clock hour, Area 45. Joining us right now on the Sports Radio 610 hotline, our guy, John Lopez. You can hear him 10 to 2 every day, Sports Radio 610 with Reggie, Atatula, and Figgy Fig. Lopez, what's happening, dude?
Man, it is. It's all happening here. It's a lot of fun. I will say, I came into Mother's to get a po' boy when you guys called, so I came outside to chat it up. And wouldn't you, lo and behold, although I don't hear them right now, I heard some sirens going. It sounded like some buses were coming by. Hell, it might have been one of the teams. They just arrived today.
Oh, nice. There you go. So you're eating out tonight. You're not cooking for everybody.
No, that was a blast, and there's still a few leftovers, but not a lot. I mean, the guys kind of wailed on it. It was a lot of fun. I just figured it'd be a nice thing for Sunday when we all get here. Did a brisket, a couple chickens, some beans, and potato salad. It was a lot of fun just kind of getting the guys going there, and it was a lot of fun.
So you brought beans to a house with how many guys?
Okay, so it was about a little over a gallon of beans.
Oh, my goodness.
Seth Payne had 4 cups at last count of beans, but yeah, the good thing is I didn't have to sleep in any proximity to those guys.
So you're gonna have to repaint the walls wherever Seth's sleeping.
It was wild, man. It was wild. That's for dang sure.
So what was the first night in the 610 house like?
I'll tell you what, it was really good because, and that's kind of what it worked out. My plan kind of worked out because when you get to an event like this, you know, sometimes you want to go out, but a lot of times people are arriving at different times and just kind of settling in and unpacking. So I told Parker, you know, the program director, as some might know, so you know what, I'll just cook a big brisket and some chicken, and I made some homemade beans and that potato salad, like I said, but it was great because we just laid it all out. Everybody's chilling, kind of getting the lay of the land and just watching some basketball. And the other thing that's good is I happen to have an app that as soon as you cross the Louisiana border, you can play some bets no matter where you are. So we were having some fun watching basketball and placing some little bets on some games we were watching.
All right, you did not Pat Hoberg this.
No, God, no. although I take all the help I can get.
Hey, I don't know if you were on the air or not. I don't guess you were whenever the Nick Haley news came out. But what do you think of the hire? I know you guys are going to talk, you know, on that show on your show tomorrow about it. But give us like your first reaction and your thoughts to that.
literally during the toss from our show to the drive with Clinton and Ron is when it broke. So we actually talked about it just real quickly with them, and then they dug in a little heavier. My thing on that is, if you like it, awesome. If you don't like it, awesome. But nobody knows. Like no one knows, you know, what it's going to be. He is a first-time play caller, just like some, you know, most of the other candidates would have been. I think what I like about it is it's not so much him as far as, like, you know, I know he's going to do this, but I know D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio were looking for a guy that could maybe have a diverse background in terms of offenses with which he's worked. And he does that. Gerard had that. Certainly, some, you know, Laser had that. But this is the guy they landed on. And you guys don't know. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's going to be the same situation in terms of trying to see how it fits. But I do know probably the blocking schemes are going to change, which was the biggest problem. Maybe the tight end, you know, in terms of like his responsibilities in passing situations, that's going to change. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I'm optimistic. It's just going to be one of those things that, you know, how well is he going to get along? And what's that relationship going to be with CJ Stroud? And, you know, in terms of, you know, the other part of this that's interesting is they're probably going to keep a lot of the same staff. It might get a little awkward, but I don't think it'll be bad when you got your quarterback coach, probably, presumably, and Gerard Johnson was a guy that was up for that job as well. You know?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. We've talked about a little bit of that, but mainly about, you know, what you said. There's no reason to have any more or less confidence in Nick Caley than you did in Bobby Slowick. Because it's a very similar sort of trajectory, if you will, like not just from both of them starting on the defensive side of the ball early on and then going to offense and then, you know, McVay Shanahan system with some similarities, but some stark differences as well. But just there's no experience there. So the expectations have to be, you know, almost zero for this guy. That's kind of where I'm at. I just said something last segment. And it was more of a statement than a question, and I want to gauge your reaction on it. I'd said, if this hire doesn't work, you going from one inexperienced play caller in Bobby Slowick to another in Nick Caley, if this fails, should it cost Nick Caserio his job, given that I think this is absolutely his hire, his call?
Well, I think that's a great point. And I don't know if it's absolutely his hire, but he sure had some influence. I mean, that line you can connect directly from Nick Caserio to Nick Caley is a strong one. Now, Caley's gone on and worked with other people, but I don't think there's any question. Like, there's no question that Nick Caserio had a big influence on this. Keep in mind, here's the other thing. When the other candidates that are in the building, Bill Lazor and Gerard Johnson, arrived or got on the staff, they had no connection to Bobby Slowick. Those were D'Amico guys. Mm-hmm. And now Bill Lazor had the connection with Nick Caserio, so that was probably, you know, both. But certainly Gerard, that was a D'Amico guy. So all of a sudden now, you know, you've got Nick Caley, who's clearly more of a Nick Caserio guy. I don't think that's a bad point at all. And you talk about, should it fail? Is he going to have more than a year? Is he going to have 1 year to prove it? Because certainly, you know, that rookie contract with CJ Stroud is running out, man. You got to get some returns on the investment.
Yeah, but it's also subjective. Like, what does that 1 year, what does 2025 look like? Because if it looks even worse than 2024 did, more disjointed, then we can have that conversation. But
yeah. No, I agree. But what I'm saying is, like, CJ Stroud, all of a sudden, will there be some burden falling on him? Maybe the rookie year was more of a fluke than anything. Yeah. And how is it going to play out? Is he going to be running out of the pocket, maybe a little disheveled and sort of erratic like he did at various points this year? Or is he going to just look a little more comfortable? I think it's going to come down to the run game. I think that's pretty obvious. And what the blocking schemes are going to produce, because you can't. I mean, you can, but it's much more difficult to trade three or four guys or move three or four guys and bring three or four more in that are new on the offensive line than the coordinator, you know?
John, you know, I'm with you on the – look, you bring in an inexperienced play caller to replace the inexperienced play caller you just got, that you just fired, and the reason you fired your existing inexperienced play caller was, well, when the pressure got on, you know, he kind of came undone. But when he first got here, there was no pressure. They were a four-win team. Now, you're bringing an inexperienced play caller, and the pressure is up right from the get-go. But I guess if we want to take the other side to it, let's say, what is the positive to this? This is a guy who's coached in what I'll call the Tom Brady offense, because Tom Brady runs his own offense, and now he's coached in the Sean McVay offense. So getting away from the Shanahan, the run-heavy version of a West Coast offense, and going to McVay's more pass-hoppy version of a West Coast offense, I feel like that fits their personnel better, because you should be passing to set up the run with C.J. Stroud. Now I think, if nothing else, they've hired a guy who's worked the last several years in McVay's system where they will pass to set up the run.
No, that's fair, but you say it fits their personnel. It fits most of their personnel. What are they going to do with tight ends? I mean, I know they have some, the guys coming back, but they're not very good at blocking. And that's going to be, number one on the priority list is, let's not have Dalton Schultz block ends by himself anymore, boys. Let's work on that.
Or ever.
Because that's going to change, and that's where the Patriots influence.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Might come in with maybe two back sets, the old 21 and 22 or 12 personnel, whatever you want to call it. And so I think that's where it's going to come in there. But he does have that taste of the McVay, Shanahan type offense. And I think that's what they want. They want a combination, because DeMeco likes, the Shanahan. He grew up on it, so to speak, his whole career as a player. And with Kubiak, and even though he's on the defensive side, I think it's something that he trusts.
Yeah, I think this is interesting, because the point you just made about Bill Lazor and the connection and the history, rather, that he had with Nick Caserio, it stems obviously from New England and familiarity within that offense. Look, it's 2025, Lopez. It's not, either or. Like, it's just about evolution. And
yes.
There's just like we're talking about some similarities and differences between Shanahan and the McVay offenses. I'm going to be very interested in learning a little bit more about what quarterbacks under the McVay system are able to do that he entrusts them with relative to Shanahan, which we saw here for a lot of years, the Kubiak, the quarterback, you get two plays, you're not really audibling, you're just switching from one to the other if you feel like it's a better look. I think that was a big point of contention this past season with CJ, is you could kind of predetermine the outcome of a play because you knew how the defense was lined up, that your inside zone or outside zone scheme in that particular set wasn't going to work. And if CJ had the capability or just freedom to audible out of said play and into another that would be better suited against the defensive formation, we may not be sitting here talking about this.
No, you're 100% right. I absolutely agree with that, and I think it was one of the most key things of Bobby Slowick not returning. I think whether he can, quote, audible or whatever, I think C.J. Stroud just wants to be heard. I think, you know, he would go to Bobby Slowick and, you know, after just getting pummeled in a game or whatever it may be, and say, man, you know, I'm the one out there. I'm the one out there getting killed. I'd like to have a say, or we should be able to do this. And I don't think he was heard as much by Bobby Slowick. I think the communication with Nick Caley is going to be key, but also listening to him and maybe making those adjustments. I think that's absolutely one of the most important things here.
Hey, before I let you go, man, what y'all got cooking, man? Like, just like guys' night out the rest of the week. You got what's your biggest plan? Something that you're most looking forward to for you and the guys?
Well, look, man, it's been I want to say this. I said it on our show, but for any audience that wasn't listening to ours and is listening to yours, this is a great group. You know, it really is a great group of guys, and I'm not just blowing smoke. I mean, that was one of the cool things about last night that we talked about. I mean, everybody's just pretty, you know, they're pretty not just laid back, but they're just pretty easy to be around. And so I'm kind of just going at our own pace. And as far as like things I'm looking forward to, you know, I'm not a big, I mean, I've done it, obviously. We've all done it, go to Bourbon Street and you know, whatever, have a couple too many. I want to just listen to some jazz music or some blues music and just chill. I mean, I can't wait for that. I've been looking forward to coming down here and having a good, you know, po' boy. The food is number one right now for me, I think for most of us. But just to chill and listen to some blues music, man, there's nothing like Louisiana. It's like New Orleans. It's the closest thing to Europe you can find in this country.
There you go. Awesome, man. Well, enjoy it. You guys deserve it. And looking forward to...
Miss you guys, though, man. Wish you were here.
Yeah, well...
Ron's fault.
Hey, yeah. Ron held us out, man. But we'll live vicariously through all the great social medias, man. Figgy and B-Scott been doing a kick-ass job. So y'all do it, and have a great week, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, anytime. Talk to you.
Appreciate you, Lopez.
There you go. John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610 every day with Reggie Attitula and Figgy. Fig.
Dude, when I first got back to 610, it threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
People referring to Lopez as John. I'm like, who the hell is John? And like, John Lopez. I'm like, that's Lopez.
Yeah. J-Lo or Lopez.
Like, who the hell calls him John? It threw me off how everybody on the other side of the building calls him John, because it just like right off my mind, I did not catch it all.
You're kind of like me, though. Like, I don't know that you or I call anybody by their real name. It's just some iteration of it.
I
last
call
name,
Seth,
first name,
Seth.
Or both.
I call Reggie Reg.
Uh-huh.
You're Bajani, but Pendergast is Sean.
Yeah. Usually you never greet me. You don't greet me with Bajani at all, like when you walk in the room. You're hey,
yeah,
D-bag.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I treat you like a friend. You know, Ron,
I love that.
Ron is Show,
yeah,
and Clint is Clint.
Mm-hmm.
But John is Lopez.
No, Clint's Big Pooper. Clint is Big Pooper. That's for sure.
I bet when they call me Big Poopa.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.